So the very funniest thing happened. This episode today is about that funny thing, which was this. I was teaching a session on how to teach sessions, including how to use the recording you got from that session in other things that you can do with it. And I didn't record it. I'd love to say, oh, well, I was, you know, maybe protecting intellectual property. Oh, no, it was an accident. So it's a wonderful excuse to do a quick podcast with you on this session of how to teach. And I'm going to record it as a podcast. So when I set up this idea of how to teach, it was because this, there are some genius women that I'm around. And what I would love to do is help them get their knowledge out into the world. And as we do that, everything good that they want will come from more people knowing how they help, what they do that sets them apart, all of this great stuff. So where I started in this session was this: don't wait until you have everything perfectly figured out. Don't wait until you feel like, okay, my hair is perfect, my outline is perfect, my slide deck is perfect. Nothing will ever be perfect. Just start. And as you just start and as you go, it will get clearer. You will become a better teacher. You may have to teach 5, 10, how many? And you'll continue to get better at presenting, at teaching, at imparting what you know. So don't wait until you're ready. And it's kind of interesting too. So teaching and public speaking are very connected, right? They're very similar. I had a horrifying fear of public speaking until not that long ago. I believe it was like 3 years ago, at the advent of the pandemic, there was this magical app called Clubhouse. You may or may not be familiar. It was audio only sessions. And what I got to do was learn how to, in front of a virtual room of, you know, many, I would speak. And at first when I did, I would fumble over everything I said. I would get nervous. I would be terrified of speaking even virtually. And so practice and confidence. But then there's this other really big piece of, I only wanted to help one person. So I would identify with what I was going to say. Who could I help here? And as soon as I did, I got a whole lot less nervous. When we have this mentality of, hey, I'm going to perform. Yeah, it's all about me on stage. Like, yeah, of course, it's a recipe for nerves. But if I go, hey, I'm here to help one person, and all I want to do is make life easier, make the journey shorter for that one, that simple reframe changes everything and enables you to do something scary or something that you may have thought before now you could not do. So don't wait until you're ready. Don't even wait until you've nailed that fear of public speaking. Now let's talk about how to teach. So the session, as I shared, was all about how to create a session, how to teach a session. And right now, I'm on the same microphone that I used when I did that session. This is not an amazing microphone. My husband is on me to get a better microphone, and I will. It's just, this is here. This one works. It is a whole $19 on Amazon, and it's really movable. Like, I can bring it with me wherever I go. It's what enables what I say to carry a whole lot more weight. We equate in our minds high-quality audio with high-quality content, right? And if I was, like, now I'm going to step away for a second so you can hear, but if I was way back here, or at worst, like, fuzzy, it would be so unappealing to you. It would be hard to focus. Our brains would go, ugh, this is too much work to pay attention to. And so if you are using your built-in computer or laptop microphone, even for a Zoom call, much less a webinar or even a podcast, that is a problem. You got to get a simple, easy-to-use USB plug-in, at bare minimum, a microphone. Now, I want to look good and sound good, right? So sounding good is all about the microphone. Looking good, I want to be in the frame of my camera. I do have an external camera that I bought. It's a whole $50 on my Amazon, and I stick it on top of my laptop. It is gorgeous in terms of quality compared to the camera that I have built in, which is terrible. Not even, I mean, my phone has a way better camera than the one built into my computer. So I don't want to use that one. I want to use something that gives me high quality video. Now, when I'm positioned, it makes a huge difference on how far or close I am to my camera. So we're going to get a little technical for a whole 20 seconds here. That's it. If you were to take and draw a tic-tac-toe board on your computer screen, your eyes need to be on that top line of that tic-tac-toe board. Your hair, that means it's going to almost touch the top of that screen that you would see in front of you, and that is okay. You are chest up to the head, filling the screen. It looks so much more powerful than if you are not positioned that way, okay? So there was a whole 20 seconds there. Look good, sound good. Right now, I am sending out my voice in a far more engaging and confident way than I probably even feel. And the reason is this. If I am not excited about what I want to share with you, how in the world can I expect you to get excited about me or even be tuned in? We say that the camera adds 10 pounds. Well, the video camera and audio sucks away 10 pounds of energy. It makes you seem drastically less engaging virtually than you are in person. So I amp it up. I even, and guys, forgive me for listening to this, but I will add more blush, more lips, more eyes, because every camera washes us all out. Okay. We just did, my husband did this great training video on lighting. Lighting is everything. And so would love for you to check that out on our YouTube channel and watch that and see what lighting can do to the environment that you're in. I remember too, like with this session right here, I didn't start with, hi, I'm Julie, all about me. It's not about me. Teaching is not about me. Podcasts, not about me. Video, writing, none of it really is about me. You can read about me at any time, day or night. That's what LinkedIn is for. But for here, if you got to this podcast and you're listening now, I want to use every second of your valuable time to impart wisdom to you so you can go and have a shorter journey, better day. Because of all the stuff you're learning here. Don't waste people's time with bios and long-winded, boring introductions when it's all right there, two button clicks away, right? So be very cognizant that it is not about you. Now, going over to my next page here, let's talk about why to teach. You want to teach, but soon you're going to go, why am I doing all of this work for nothing? Well, of course, it's not for nothing, right? But it's a lot of work, and it does take a boatload of energy. If I tried to do it any more than like every other week, I would have to really gear up for it and make some, serious, like ability in my calendar to really prep, really rest, really plan, and make that happen. But what I want you to understand is this. You are trying out. You are interviewing, you are showing people what you can do all the time. Teaching is what enabled me to get a lot of not just the clients, but a lot of the opportunities that I have right now. You are interviewing all the time. So one of the questions that I had during the session was like, so I hear you saying all of this, but I'm still totally freaked out about getting up in front of people and doing all of this. What kind of workarounds? And so it's like, yes, I totally have written about this before, how to hack fear. It's part of my LinkedIn newsletter. If you can, again, do that reframe, the focus of who you want to help, that right there solves a big bunch of it. I read this fantastic recommendation from, her name is Eva, and I would love to link to Eva on LinkedIn, and she talks about speaking, and she said Lay's potato chips. Someone had told her back, I think, when she worked in radio, eat a bag of Lay's potato chips. You need something to do to get your mind off of it. I've read, you know, put a tennis ball under your desk and try to play with it with your foot. It's like you just got to get your brain out of the runaway that it is. It's like a child. It's like a toddler. If you just expect them to behave, right? Like they have to be occupied, directed. Your feelings have to be directed. If you just let your brain come up with every kind of crazy thing that can happen when you're on stage and everything that could go wrong, like you will have no energy to actually teach and speak and present. Instead, redirect all of that to focus, to preparation, to practice, and to just knowing that this is where we all start. Like this is absolutely square one for you, and that is perfectly okay. And maybe it's square 10 for you. You've been doing it for years and it's not getting easier. Then try to figure out, well, which piece of this is the worst? And get help for that area. There are people around on LinkedIn, coaches, consultants, people who will work with you, help you refine. Reach for help. It is out there. So, what to teach? Well, what to teach really connects back to who do I teach to? You want to teach, and I've talked about these audiences before. We're not going to make it very complicated. My money now audience and my heartbeat audience, the folks I care about. And here's why. So my money now audience, what that looks like is the client that right after I finish recording this podcast, they reach out. I love working with that type of client. That engagement is the perfect fit for me. It's profitable for me. It's an incredibly high ROI for them. They're happy. I'm happy. It was such a good match. Like the match made in heaven client. That is your money now audience. Maybe yours is the perfect employer that wants to reach out to you. Like that's who you want to connect with. That's your money now audience. So just make it really simple. What was the best engagement you've had for client work for your consultancy in the last couple of years, in the last year? That's who you talk to. And then the other one is, who do you care about? I do a ton of volunteering, and it's in the area of like resumes and all things refinement of resume. That is who I want to talk to also. So there you go. Not complex. That's who you teach to. And third thing, what do you teach? Actually, I don't know if that was the third thing or not. Whatever. This is a work in process too. One day I will have the most polished professional podcast ever. But for now, I will say there's the third thing, and it probably was the fourth or fifth. What to teach? What keeps my money now audience up at 2 a.m? You want to make it feel like you are inside their head, knowing what they are concerned about. What makes them freak out that they need an answer to, that they can't seem to recover from, that they, what are the barriers that that audience has? That's what you want to teach. And then make it really tactical whenever you can. What does that mean for you on a Tuesday? How does that change your world on a Tuesday? On any given week? What do you do differently specifically so that by the time they walk away, everything feels clear, better? You spoke to them. It was great. They trust you. They like you. Okay. So I hope that you go look for opportunities that you can teach, that you can get in front of people. Your local chamber of commerce, local networking groups that meet. Reach out. Say, hey, I can teach on this specific thing. I like to say, have 3 keynotes ready to go. Don't do 10. You won't do them great. Because teaching takes, again, a whole lot of energy. And if you're recreating something new every time, So offer one of 3 opportunities that you can give to them to teach on things. We're going to do a podcast with a fabulous lady named Karen. She is going to teach us all things meeting and facilitation and how to have an incredibly effective use time with what you do. I can't wait for that session. But until then, I'll just say this. Go and find a place where you can practice. Hold a session in your networking group. You know of some people around you who are teaching. Ask them, where do you think I could go and find an opportunity like this? Would love your advice. People will open doors for you when you ask. Thanks for joining me today. Have an awesome day. And go share who you are with someone.